Perth fashionistas Meg Sharno and Stella Brackenridge are not only reigniting a local love of vintage fashion, but tackling sustainability in the industry. Founded in 2019, their Second Life Market project has now popped up over East, encouraging people to buy secondhand pieces that not only look good, but are better for the environment. Co-founder Meg joins us this morning to chat about the project. Thanks for being on Brekkie.
Hey, thanks for having me. Sorry.
It's all right. Tell us, how did the Second Life Market project all come about? Take us back to 2019.
Oh, it was actually, we just started it for fun. Stella and I both worked in fashion. Stella was looking for somewhere to sell her pieces that still had value for more than, you know, $2, which is what you get at the local car boot sale. And I was looking for somewhere to buy cool pieces that weren't new and, somewhere where I didn't have time to go through every single op shop in Perth. So that's how the idea kind of started. But we just got a bunch of friends together in a warehouse and, you know, saw that people actually enjoyed it. And that's how it all began, really.
The idea of sort of people or friends swapping clothes amongst them is not a new one. Neither is op shopping either. But tell me a little bit about sort of when you started this project, were you just calling for friends to come and bring their old stuff they don't really wear anymore?
Yeah. It was pretty much all friends that were in the fashion industry. So people that in the industry tend to, you know, get gifted things or buy more and have a lot of cool pieces, so we wanted to start that circular movement. And there's obviously a lot of people that are looking for that sort of stuff as well and don't know where to find it or don't know how to style it. So being in that kind of group environment with lots of people helps find those cool bits and figure out new styles.
For sure. We know that Australia is the second highest consumer of textiles per person in the world. Was sustainability also at the front of your mind when coming up with this concept?
Yeah, I think a lot of it stemmed from our frustration as well. A lot of things that were made back in the day were actually made a lot better than the things that are made now. So, it was annoying when you're buying like a $300 dress and then there's straps snap like the first day you wear them, and we just found that that product that we were really searching for was old clothes.
And I guess as well the you said that the quality in fast fashion is sometimes few and far between. Sometimes just going back to the classics is what's best.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're speaking this morning with Meg Sharnod from Second Life Markets. It's a pair of friends, Meg and Stella. They got together a couple of years back and thought, let's find a place to sell our old wares and hopefully find some other ones as well. I love that the idea is sort of about this community coming together and sharing in fashion and style and also sustainability as well. It's very exciting because just recently you've taken the market project over East. Talk us through what that was like.
Yeah, that was amazing. It was such a great reception from everyone over there. So Stella had moved over there. So we just naturally decided that was a good move. And we had some friends there. Nadia runs the events over there. So we're kind of keeping it in the family. It's all kind of a friend's business, which is nice too. But the reception was huge over in the East Coast. And then we went to Melbourne last month, so it's nice that we're just growing slowly and keeping the events all have that same feeling. It's a very, safe and family kind of feeling event.
We're talking with Meg Sharno from Second Life Markets. Like I mentioned before, they're having a couple of opportunities to get to a Second Life Market before the year ends. I'll give you some details in a moment. We mentioned before, Meg, about this idea of op shopping isn't new or thrifting isn't a new concept, but maybe the way we do that has changed. Have you noticed that people's attitude towards secondhand or vintage clothing has altered a little bit? Excuse the pun, but it's almost like it's a more curated experience now.
So I guess Stella and I are very selective with the stalls that come through because we want it to be like that experience where, you know, almost the hard work's been done for you. We've got an incredible list of sellers that spend, you know, their full-time job is to to go through all the op shops and pick out those pieces. And that's something that people, I think, struggle with. They wanted to be more sustainable. They wanted to shop, but they just, like, they'd walk into an op shop and they'd not really know how to see the value in something or pick stuff out. So we really put an event together where it's fun and easy to shop sustainably. And, that relies a lot on the sellers that we have, which there's just a huge community of people in the secondhand industry now that's really growing, and they're so amazing at what they do, and they've all got their own style, or they've all got their own way of doing it. So it's really special. Everyone's got, like, their own thing going.
This is great. People still get to contribute to that sustainable clothing and fashion cycle without necessarily having to spend the time trawling through the shops like you mentioned there. For folks who are out there listening and thinking this sounds all right, I'd like to get on board. There's a couple of events before the year wraps up, one here in Perth and one in Sydney. Talk to me about where they are and when they are.
Okay, so Sydney is on Sunday the 4th in Darlinghurst. You can get tickets online, or you can grab tickets on the day at the door. All the information is on our website. And then in Perth, we've actually got a big weekend of markets. We've got our market on the Sunday the 11th, and then we've got the one before on Friday and Saturday in collaboration with East End, and that will be at Perth Town Hall. All the details are on our website, on our Instagram, so you can find everything there.
Fabulous. We'll pop some links up on the RTR website as well. Meg, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
Thank you for having me.
Speaking there this morning with Meg Sharno from the Second Life Markets, a curated experience. It's like thrifting without having to painstakingly look through things if you're a bit time poor. You can head along there. They've already done the hard yards for you.